Welcome to the Bismarck Cancer Center podcast. I'm your host, Dana Hager, Education Outreach Coordinator at the Bismarck Cancer Center. In this podcast, we'll share stories of hope, help, and healing, and learn more about the people and technology behind the scenes at the Bismarck Cancer Center. Today's guest is Lolly Dutton, Financial and Support Service Manager at the Bismarck Cancer Center. Welcome, Lolly.
Thanks, Dana.
I'm so glad you're here with me today and taking a little time. Today, we're going to take a closer look at patient housing at the Cancer Center. But first, I kind of want to know from you, why is it an important service for your patients?
Oh, my gosh. Since I've worked at the Cancer Center, we started with 4 apartments, and we've gotten to where we've got 16 apartments right now and have the ability to have a few more after some renovations are done. But patients come from miles around. We treat an area or radius of 250 miles. And so people are coming from every location. When they get here, they may have 6 weeks of treatment. That's every day, 5 days a week. They have 15 minutes of treatment a lot of times, and then nothing else during that day. So a lot of times, travel back and forth every day becomes a real financial burden. And apartments were put into place to kind of alleviate that burden.
Well, and financial, and it's got to be exhausting, too.
Like, yes.
You know, you can take a trip, you know, every once in a while, but to go every day for 6 weeks, maybe?
Right.
That's exhausting, just physically exhausting as well.
Exactly. I think about it, too. If me or my family ever had to do that, we have to go to Minnesota or whatever and stay that length of time, I couldn't do it.
Right.
A lot of people can't. And so this just makes it a home away from home, and that's what we strive towards, to give them the comfort while they're here so that they don't have that part of it to worry about.
And you said financial burden as well. So patients can rent these apartments, or how does that work?
Yes. We rent out our apartments if they're able to afford it. It's a low $15 a day. It's not much.
Super reasonable, yes.
But it can be still hard for some to handle, along with all the medical bills that come along with having cancer. And so we have a foundation that will pick up the rent for the patients if they're unable to afford it.
Oh, that's wonderful. So if they can't afford it, it's only $15 a night.
Yes.
And then the foundation says, if you can't afford it, we don't care. You come stay anyways.
That's correct.
That's a wonderful service for people, for sure.
I think so, too.
So you said units, you have 16 units. So is that one person staying in those units, or how does that work?
It's per patient. So that would be for 16 patients. They're able to have a spouse with them or a friend because we have 1 or 2 bedroom apartments.
Okay.
It's first come, first serve. We have, right now we have more 2 bedroom apartments than we do 1 bedroom apartment, which is very nice. But the apartments are there, they're fully stocked. We've got furniture, kitchen appliances, kitchen utensils, dishware, everything. Bathroom towels, all that is there for them. All they have to bring is their food and clothes.
Oh, wonderful. So they show up and it becomes their house for
exactly
however long their treatment is.
Yes.
Awesome. And where are the apartments located? Are they?
They're within walking distance of our building. So, you know, if it becomes a person's nightmare to drive in the Bismarck City.
Sure.
It's nice that they can just get out and walk right over to their treatment.
Oh, wow. So. How wonderful. And so now I'm thinking about the logistic part of this, the logistics of this. Okay. So patients have a great place to stay. They're fully furnished, reasonable. That's wonderful. So who takes care of these apartments? I know if it, owning apartments was that easier, everybody would do it, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So who takes care of all the apartments and maintains them?
We do have a maintenance person that we have hired to take care of our apartments. He does light maintenance for us. We also have staff that helps out when there are certain situations that happen with the apartments as far as moving furniture or things like that. But for the most part, our maintenance person does that for us.
He goes in, if there's a leaky pipe or something, he'll
yes
go fix it. And patients just have to call you and say, there's something going on over here, and he'll come over and fix it.
Yep, he'll change a light bulb, he'll check your cable TV.
How about, let's talk about this, staff helping. So your staff is busy treating the patients anyways, and then you still manage to find time to, you said haul furniture. I suppose yes. There's painting to be done, things like that.
Yep.
So yes. When do you find time to do all that?
Oh, you have to squeeze it in.
Squeeze it in.
Yes, and they do. Our staff is very dedicated to our patients. And although we have a busy work day, a busy work week, still there's time that they set aside to try to help out when we've got situations where we do move furniture or we do have to paint or whatever the situation may be.
So all these furnishings that you're talking about, so is that stuff that you guys purchase for these apartments or how do you go about
Not
getting
all the time?
Because you have beds and couches yes. and everything, right?
Yes. We look forward to donations, for one, because our apartments are supported by our foundation. I mean, we have a limited supply of money that we have to that we can use or that we can budget each year.
Sure.
So we look forward to donations. And we always look for nearly new things in good condition, whether it's from appliances to furniture to linens, whatever it may be. We have special requests when it comes to them, but for the most part, these are donations. We do have certain items that we do have to purchase.
Sure.
Because we run out before we get a donation.
Sure.
But that becomes also a part of the foundation's expense.
Awesome. So if someone's cleaning out their house or maybe has a new bed, but they're because they didn't like their old one or didn't quite work for them, right. That's something they could donate to the cancer center?
Yes, absolutely.
And it would go directly to the patients that are being treated there?
Yes.
Well, that's everyone who's listening. That's a great thing to think about if you have, whether it's kitchen things or slightly used furniture or bedding or anything like that, the cancer center could use that for their patients. That's wonderful.
Yes. I see so many times, and I don't work all the time with the patients directly. We have staff that does that too. But when I do get my chance to help out with the apartments anymore, you can see it on the patient's face when you take them over to the apartments and you show them where they're going to be staying. And the relief that you see is just an awesome feeling. And when they see that it is basically a little home away from home, it helps them out so much with, like I say, all the other burdens that they have to carry.
So is this something, or how do you match the apartments up to the people? Do they have to ask for them, or how do you make sure that someone isn't getting a hotel room every night or driving back and forth when they could possibly be staying with you? How do you make sure you're not missing people?
Well, we let them know basically on their first day when they come for their consultation. Brandon, who is our human resources and our registration contact, he will give them a patient packet, and in that patient packet has all of our support services that we have, and one of them is this as far as apartments, and he'll let them know that if they do decide or they are going to have treatment and do decide to have it here in Bismarck, that this is available to them.
So the lodging is so great for patients, but I know you do have patients that maybe live to the point where they're not going to want to stay every night. Maybe they're going to want to go home. Do you have opportunities for them too, to help them with their travel?
Yes, we can help them with, we've got gas cards that are available. They're either donated or we purchase them for our patients.
And that's all through the foundation as well?
Yes, it is.
So someone traveling, let's say maybe from a closer town, maybe like Dickinson, where you potentially could drive every day, then you would have gas cards to
yes.
kind of take some of that burden off their
right.
expenses.
Yes.
So what do you hear people say about these opportunities for them, from the gas cards to the lodging? When you hear patients talk about it, what types of things do you hear them say?
We've had so many people who are so grateful that we have this available to them. And a lot of times you'll hear it when they're surprised and they're worried, and you let them know that these services are available, and it's a lot of relief.
Relief and takes that pressure and takes that load off them, I suppose.
Yes. Yes.
And you said that they could have family come with them. Is that kind of the normal? Do people usually not stay alone when they come to these apartments?
There are some that stay alone, but there are some who are married and their spouse is able to stay. Some will have a daughter, son, whatever, stay with them as well.
So your apartments really truly are a home away from home.
Yes.
While going through cancer treatment.
Yes, they are.
Excellent. What a great service. I think that's something that you should be extremely proud of, being able to offer that to the patients and to the people who come to the Bismarck Cancer Center. Lolly, I'm so happy you came to join me today and to share a little bit more information about your patient housing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for listening to the Bismarck Cancer Center podcast. Subscribe to hear new episodes anywhere podcasts are found, and connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or bismarckcancercenter.com. We'll talk again next time on the Bismarck Cancer Center podcast.